Why is it that I think self-care is the ultimate form of rebellion? That's right, people. Let's put our rebellion hats on. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe though. I do think magical self-care in general, is the ultimate act of rebellion. And that is because it is counter to everything that we have been taught up to this point in our lives. It is about prioritizing your needs and speaking your truth. And it is about being emotional, which is something we're all taught not to be.
If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted.
Welcome into this episode of Expedition to Soul. It has been 2 years since I released my book, Magical Self-Care. And do you know that the average book, I think it is, sells, I want to say it's like 200, and I think I'm getting this wrong. I think the average book, it's like 2,000. The average traditionally published book, I want to say, is like 2,000 copies it will ever sell. And the average self-published book will sell like 250. And we have sold over 4,000 copies of Magical Self-Care, which makes me so super excited that it is out in the world. And of course, the book is also, it comes in the PDF form when you sign up for our Magical Self-Care Challenge. And if you include that, that's even more people who have access to this juiciness. And I'm so proud of it. 2 years ago when we released this, it was the first time we'd put out a book. Since then, I've also released my book, Born Magic, which I'm also hella proud of. But Magical Self-Care, why do we talk about this and why are we focusing on it so much right now? In 2024 and at the end of 2023, we have leaned into our Magical Self-Care Challenge for the first time. So literally like never before, that we have the course, the challenge, the book, all these resources rolled into one for you. And the reason for that is because, as I said, I really feel like it's the ultimate form of rebellion. It is this, when you take time to cultivate a foundation of self-care in your life. So not just like making time for yourself, as people will say, I mean, making time for prioritizing your financial health, your physical connection to your body, your relationships, your spiritual awareness. When we are consciously making these moves in our life, we are creating a foundation for self-care for when life throws us a curveball. Because here's the thing, so often we're just minding our own business and then somebody is sick, or we have some big thing that happens where it's a, you know, something breaks and it's a big financial investment to fix it. Or, you know, I don't know, list any of the number of things that have been on the news headlines for the last 4 years. And when we don't have these foundations of self-care established in our life, all of that feels harder because it feels urgent to keep everything afloat. So when we are present in our energy, present in our lives, that's just built in for us and it doesn't feel so urgent. And that's what I mean when I say it's the ultimate form of rebellion, because we really are pushed to keep pushing. We're asked to not be so emotional, to not speak up, to be quieter, to look a certain way, to be a certain way in life and in the world. And when we make established boundaries and we say, like, no, I need to earn more money, or no, I want to have this conversation, then we are pushing back on all of these stories that have been embedded on us throughout years and years and years and generations and pass on and passed on. So creating a life that is a foundation of self-care really is a movement. It's a movement for women who feel like they have let other people make all their decisions for them up to this point in time, or like all the big decisions, or they've made decisions based on not wanting to let other people down, or expectations that have been put upon them, or they've always felt a little different and into this witch stuff, but never felt comfortable in dipping their toes in the water because of what other people in their lives would think about them. So this magical self-care, where we're taking these practices to help establish this foundation of self-care with physical, spiritual, relational, and practical self-care in women's lives, combined with the supports of metaphysical tools like tarot and meditation and ritual and all this goodness, we really are creating this movement to allow women to
create this foundation in their life so that they have the stability to then ask for the relationship they want to have, to ask for the things they desire, to speak up, to feel like everything is less urgent. You know, when they get the phone call from a family member that something bad happened and now I need your help, it's not so urgent that you have to stop everything in your life and pounce on this this invitation to help. You know, being the savior for everybody else, putting yourself last and really prioritizing other people. And this is what we're here to do. We're here to help people, women specifically, through our Magical Self-Care Challenge to bring more of this to their lives this year. So women historically, they feel less confident. If you look up any myriad of, just go to like Google Scholar or any research literature like website where you can look at peer-reviewed studies and whatnot, women historically feel less confident in finances, physicality, sexuality, decision-making, and really all of those are all areas in life that make for stability and pleasure. So finances, that's stability. Physicality, that's stability. Decision-making, that's stability. Pleasure, finances, physicality, sexuality. And statistically and historically, women feel less confident in all of those areas. And these are part of what we embed into our Magical Self-Care Challenge, the course, the book, all of the resources, is to invite women to create this foundation in their lives. So when we create the foundation, we're opening ourselves up to more opportunities for pleasure, for delightful moments, to become more abundant, and really to maintain our center, our groundedness, our energy, our true north when everything around us feels like a tornado or a hurricane, just like spinning out of control, because we have learned to create and establish this energy of self-care in our lives so we don't have to go searching for it. That's the other piece, is that we become overwhelmed in our lives when these foundations aren't established. And then that's when we turn to escapism in the form of like over-drinking, overeating, people-pleasing, spending money on things that you don't even value or care about, numbing out to social media and television. And that does not leave you feeling powerful. It doesn't leave you feeling like you're in charge of your life. It doesn't leave you feeling like there's the possibility of an amazing tomorrow. And there's a reason that you want to jump out of bed and seize the day. And Magical Self-Care is just one way to help you get there. It's one of the tools in our toolbox. So we do have another Magical Self-Care Challenge and course coming up soon. If this is like ringing all the bells and bringing all the energy out for you, we're actually starting with the solar eclipse. The new moon in Aries on April 8th is when the next challenge kicks off. So if you're interested in that, be sure to check it out. Even so, if you're not, start to take an assessment of your energy in your life and where do you feel powerful in your body, powerful in your decision-making, powerful in your self-care, powerful to say yes and to say no. And what can you do to start shifting your energy to feel more powerful in making those decisions, those choices, and opting into self-care in your life? Because it really is this beautiful, like we think of rebellion, I think, and think of like, I don't know, a bunch of troublemakers, but to push back on these structures that have said, you know, make people happy, smile more, look a certain way, and just create the foundation that works for you. I mean, that's such a beautiful act of a declaration of power for yourself and your authenticity and the life that you want to consciously create. That's what that is. It's a beautiful declaration. All right, y'all. Well, short podcast for you today, but some juicy info to get you thinking about self-care in your own life. Thank you for hanging out with me today and listening in. I hope that you have a little like inspiration zooming through you from this conversation. And until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.